You're listening to me today because you have a challenge. You may even have a phobia, centered around the idea of vaccinations, needles, or simply taking an injection. Just to be clear, these words that I'm saying are not political. They don't convey any belief or disbelief around the idea of vaccines, drugs, or chemicals. This session provides help for any phobic reactions, any stressful reactions created around the specific situation of needing or requiring or having to take an injection or use a needle of some sort. Medical, dental, even cosmetic, it doesn't matter. If you're filled with fear when facing a needle, it's time to adjust that negativity. So I'd like you to find a place that you can rest and relax, undisturbed, for half an hour or so. Pop that mobile phone on silent and put on some headphones for best effect. I'd like you to make yourself as comfortable as possible, sitting, reclining, even laying down. No forced positions. Just simply concentrate on the sound of my voice. And if you haven't already, I'd like you to allow your eyes to gently close, normally and naturally. And I want you to begin by drawing in a long, slow, deep breath, and then releasing it all and relaxing. Just breathing in and releasing and relaxing. Letting go. Let go now. Breathing calmly, comfortably. No holding on to that breath, and no counting necessary. Just breathing. Breathing at a rate that feels comfortable to your body as you rest there. I'm going to guide you on this journey of self-discovery, a journey that you might just find very valuable to your overall well-being. So let's start this calming experience by first relaxing the whole body-mind system. Because it's true to say that the simple act of relaxing the body and mind has a positive knock-on effect. Because how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences your actions, and they change the world around you. How you choose to think today affects all of your tomorrows. So to make these thoughts your living reality, let's begin now by focusing your attention at the very top of your head. Tension often starts in the scalp and the neck, perhaps in furrowed brows or a clenched jaw. So let's mentally and physically allow all the muscles around the top of your head to begin to relax, letting all the tension simply dissolve by doing nothing. As you begin to tune in to your body-mind system and relax, letting any tension you may be holding on to just release. Allow your brain to relax. Such a simple thought, yet so profound. Just letting go now. Drifting further and further. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody needing anything. This is your time to relax. And taking that relaxation down into your face now. Letting all those face muscles go loose. Hang loose. Feel your brows relax. That forehead smoothing out. Your eyes relaxing. All those tiny muscles around your eyes and eyelids. All relaxing down into your cheeks. And those jaw muscles just releasing and letting go. Perhaps you'll allow your tongue to fall away from the roof of your mouth. And should you find the need to swallow, you can. As you drift down deeper into calmness, the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And when you can mentally relax, you can think more clearly. And when you can think more clearly, your life becomes clearer. So just noticing how your neck feels. Relaxing the muscles, letting go of the strain and the tension you may be holding on to in those shoulder muscles. Feel and imagine all of your cares and worries just rolling off those shoulders. As you take the relaxation down now into the tops of your arms, letting any tension you may be holding on to just drain away. As you think on down through your upper arms, down into those elbows, past all the muscles in your forearms, right down through those wrists, into the hands, and way, way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs, your arms just feeling so heavy. Your body so comfortable. Nothing whatsoever to do but just relax. Letting go of all those muscles. A calm, gentle release. That feeling of simply letting go. As you become more aware of your breathing, you might notice then you're breathing steadily and calmly and slowly, methodically. And with each breath out, you can allow yourself to relax just that little bit more. You can allow any tension from within the chest area to simply drain away. As you breathe out any tension, letting go completely. Bringing your awareness down into your stomach now. Letting all of the stomach muscles relax. Perhaps you can imagine a ball of soothing sunlight coming down into your stomach by way of your head. Just visualize this healing energy passing through your throat and chest down into the stomach. So see and feel this gentle sunlight swirling and rotating. And as the light glows, it warms and soothes and heals, and you release and relax and drift down and down. And in your imagination, you can send this healing sunlight energy out now to every nerve, cell, bone, muscle, fiber, every system of your own body. See this calm energy flowing through the bloodstream and leaving that calmness right there because it knows what to do. As you take that relaxation round into your back muscles, from your back muscles, relaxing those muscles either side of the spine, just releasing into that waist. And the muscles of your lower stomach, down into the pelvic area, all the way through to the thigh muscles, down through your knees, into the shins and the calves, just allowing all those areas of the body to relax, to let go, so relaxed, so comfortable. Tune into that comfortable feeling. As you think on down into your ankles and into those feet, right now down into the tips of the toes. All the muscles of the body, wonderfully relaxed, feeling lazy, comfortable, centered, grounded. And if there are any areas of your body that still feel tight or tense, you will find that you can relax them by simply giving yourself permission to do so, by sending out that relaxing sunlight, healing energy into those parts that need it most, by sending out a message to all your internal organs, heart, kidneys, liver, any other systems of the body. Send out a message to relax. And at this point, I'd like to give you a few moments to simply sit with relaxation. Going nowhere. Doing nothing. Just being. Perhaps able to feel the physical sensations throughout your entire body. And as you relax, your mind can become aware of this sensation, this foundation, this starting point for our journey together. For some time now, you have been afraid of receiving injections. Perhaps even the thought of an injection made you feel anxious, made you feel panicked. It's possible that you might not even know why you had this fear. Perhaps you had an experience in the past that caused you to think the procedure would be unbearable. So much so that you avoided having an injection wherever possible. Perhaps this was a fear that you learned from someone else. Quite often our fears don't even belong to us. If a parent or someone else close to us reacted badly, either during or after an injection, and we, perhaps as young children, witnessed this, then it's quite likely that we'd learn that fear from them, and take that fear on as our own. Whatever the reason, it may become necessary that you may need an injection sometime in the future. And that's why you've decided to tackle this fear once and for all. And this is why you're listening to me now. Now, the curious thing about people who suffer from fears or phobia is that they've already proved themselves to have an excellent imagination. After all, at some stage in their life, their imagination formed and clung on to these fears, these negative beliefs. And it stands to reason that if you can be influenced by negativity, so you can be influenced by positivity. You can release that fear of needles and injections and vaccines once and all. So drift down deeper into this calming moment, this gentle rest, and allow your mind to wander. You don't even need to consciously listen to me, because your subconscious mind hears everything that is said. There are times when you can hear without actively listening, and you can notice things without actively looking. I wonder if you've ever had the experience of walking into a room for the very first time and instinctively feeling very comfortable and relaxed. Perhaps it feels as though you've been here before, yet, looking back, you realize you haven't. If you were to explore your memories, you may come to realize that it is actually a place that you've created in your subconscious mind, a place where true comfort and true peace exists. So I want you to imagine yourself in such a room right now. I want you to imagine yourself in such a room right now. An inviting room where you feel at home, where you feel very happy. All the furnishing is exactly as you would imagine it to be. Your favorite colors, favorite styles. And as you enter this room, you're drawn perhaps over to some large windows. There's golden sunlight streaming in through the windows, and you can sense that it's a lovely day outside. There's a balcony. You can walk over and step onto that balcony outside, and it's a glorious, warm, sunny day. And as you step out onto the balcony, you can admire the wonderful panoramic view. I'd like you to imagine some other houses or apartments also within your view from this balcony. Some of the apartment windows may have hanging baskets filled with flowers that trail down. Other apartments may have washing that rests over the edge of the balconies. Perhaps you can see some mothers nursing their infants, or young children playing, or weathered old men playing backgammon or chess to idle away the hours. And looking further afield, you might see street traffic, motorcycles, cars, a few pedestrians moving slowly around in the warmth of the sun. And even further into the distance, there's a beautiful bay with the sea shimmering and sparkling, deep and blue. And all at once, you're right there, playing as perhaps you may have done as a child, playing with a bucket and spade or a beach ball, or just splashing around in the waves with family and friends. And you can become completely and totally immersed in this scene. It's interesting how you can be resting right here as you listen to me, yet your mind is in another place. Perhaps on that balcony looking out, perhaps on the beach, or perhaps some other place that you choose. That's right, your mind can be wherever it wants to be or go. It's so easy to distance your mind from your body. After all, this is something that comes natural to us all. We do it every night that we sleep. In our dreams. And when this happens, you are hardly, if at all, aware of your own body. Did you think of your left arm while playing on that beach? In the past, perhaps when you were having an injection, your mind did not wander, but instead focused intently on exactly what was happening to you in that moment. And that old fear that you'd built up and up and up resulted in uncomfortable feelings. But now, in the present and the future, you can take your mind wherever you would like to be, wherever you'd like to go, allowing that little tiny injection to take place while you wander off to your own special private place. I want you to imagine yourself at a future date. Perhaps you're seeing a nurse for an injection that's going to help you in some way. It could be medical, it could be dental, it could be cosmetic, it doesn't matter. You're sitting on a chair, that sleeve rolled up and ready, and you're answering any questions that are asked of you, just easily, calmly breathing. And instead of watching what's going to happen, you simply turn your head slightly the other way. You relax. You might close down those eyes as you're doing now, allowing your mind to wander wherever it wants to go. Perhaps you'll bring your mind back to this balcony or this beach. Maybe a stroll in a park or a forest. Maybe a peaceful garden or a ride in a boat down a scenic river. Wherever you want to be. And if the injection has to be placed somewhere else, other than your arm, you can do exactly the same thing. You can close your eyes and take your mind away to some pleasant place. The injection is over so quickly, and often you hardly feel a thing. Maybe you heard the nurse, or the doctor or dentist talking to you. You felt a little scratch of the needle, but it didn't bother you at all. Your mind was completely and totally absorbed in your favourite place, doing the things you like to do, enjoying your journey within. And when the practitioner says your name again and tells you that it's all over and you can now leave, you might think to yourself, is that really all there was to it? In the future, whenever you're due for an injection, you can feel confident that everything will go exactly as you've imagined it today. You know at the moment you step into that treatment room, when you lay down or take a seat, you'll take yourself right back to this amazing calm state, this relaxed feeling. And then you'll visit your special place. You're confident that you can answer any questions clearly, correctly. You'll be able to hear everything that's being said to you. But you'll have no more need for those worries, that fear. They were all in your mind. And now you know that you'll be all right, because your powerful mind will not let you down. And of course, the minute you step back outside the treatment room, you can be completely alert and focused as your mind returns to normality. And these new thoughts and feelings firmly embed themselves deep down in your subconscious mind, and they grow stronger and stronger day by day. Every day you practice this technique, those suggestions, those thoughts, those feelings, that positivity firmly embeds deep down in your mind, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute. In a moment, I'm going to count the numbers from 1 up to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll return to being wide awake, feeling wonderfully invigorated and ready to allow these thoughts and feelings to remain within you and to work for you. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, coming back slowly, 4, eyes beginning to flutter, and 5. Eyes open, wide awake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, mind and body returning to the here and now. Welcome back.